This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Podcast coming up after the show. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Odyssey app. I'm starving. My Jesus, am I hungry.
I would love.
I might have to start at 10:20. I might have to go get some Chewy.
I think some of the best viewing, we talk about the Manning cast. I would love to have a whole network or a whole show devoted just to Baker Mayfield watching the Browns this year. I'd love it because I was thinking to myself, like if Njoku has a great year, like we just sat here and I think if you were to evaluate that last segment or what Double A has to do when he podcasts these things, he could put in the title if he wanted clicks. He could put, the show just trashed David Njoku over the last segment, which I don't think we trashed him, but you could do that. You could say,
I got a text from somebody important. They're like, I'm not listening right now, but what the hell are you guys talking about? I'm like, Luka Doncic drinking beer before games? You want?
But if in all the Njoku discussion, if he goes out there this year and has an incredible, he looks like a top five tight end this year. I mean, we know what people are going to be saying next. And we just know. We know the comments. So that's why I'm saying Baker is going to be watching those Browns games this year. And those are his former teammates. I don't know how many of them he was really close with. I know Hooper, but he's not there. I don't know how many guys he
Teller.
Was truly close with. I mean, you remember. Yeah, Wyatt Teller, definitely. Myles Garrett?
That's a maybe.
I don't know. Well, we'd be speculating. We don't know.
We do know that he didn't punch Miles in the face in the middle of East 9th Street.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
So all I'm saying is I would pay good money to have Baker Mayfield on a microphone, totally wired up for those games.
Hey, Double A, real quick before we move on, what's the meanest call you've taken off the air today so far?
Probably one that reflects the exact same thing of what the hell are you guys talking about today?
Why? What did the guy say?
He didn't get into it. He was just like, what did you guys talk about today?
And then he hung up?
And then he hung up.
It's been all calm?
Nice calls today, actually.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see. Ari Wasserman joins us at 9:20. A brand new contract for Chris Holtmann. That's interesting.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I saw it.
I'm a Holtmann fan. I've been in his corner since he got to Ohio State.
Yeah, and I asked you what were your fondest memories.
And
so
I told
far.
You the tournament where they won their first game, and he was very smug when he won that. I told you that. Thank you very much. See, you tried to call me out on it, and I got you. Second of all, how about Ryan Day?
Mm-hmm.
Up to 9.5 from 7.6. Does he have to guarantee a national championship? And in what time frame does the guarantee of the national championship have to happen? There has to be a time frame. So you'd have to say in the next blank years he has to win a national championship. Now that it runs through 2028, how many – that's 5 years from now, 6 years from now. You have 6 years. 6 years is a little too many. You're getting paid $9.5 million. A guaranteed national championship has to happen, right?
So he's been there 3 years.
Has to happen.
They have been to the playoffs twice, did lose to Michigan. Look, eventually a coach was going to, like Urban Meyer was eventually going to lose a game to Michigan, right? Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. He wasn't going to go.
Couldn't go 25-0.
Right. And by the way, I mean, Urban.
I don't know, man.
There
Jim
were like
Harbaugh,
three
I mean,
of those.
They went, what? How many did they win in a row?
But there were a few of those that went right down to the last play.
Wile E. Coyote had more fight in him than what Jim Harbaugh did against Urban Meyer. Yeah, you got it. There you go. Yeah.
So
not hit you.
Ryan Day has been to two playoffs. It's tough. They played Alabama, and they really didn't have a shot going into that game, not to mention Alabama was just flat out better, not to mention Alabama Ohio State also had like 10 guys out with COVID in the national championship game. But they did beat, they got over the Clemson bugaboo that year. He's only lost one Big Ten game. 23-1 is his record in the Big Ten, and fans don't even care. Like, that's just, they're so beyond the Big Ten that it's okay. Let's go here. Last national championship was 2014 with Urban Meyer. That seems so long ago now. It's crazy to me to think about that it seems that long ago with that team. I think the expectations, obviously, you can't lose to Michigan again this year. That is not acceptable. You are 13.5. Now it's up to 13.5, by the way, Kenny. Favorites over Notre Dame in the opener. So you're expected to pile drive Notre Dame.
That's up to 13.5.
Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud going into the year is a Heisman. I don't know if he's the favorite, but he's gonna be right there.
One of the top three. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. I mean, you better make the playoffs this year. Like, you have to. I don't think that's tough talking, Anthony. That's what the Ohio State fan base expects. I think Ryan Day signing up for this job. That is absolutely what he expects.
So next 3 years, got to win a national championship is what you're saying.
I think you got to. You got to be there. You got to be playing for national championships. Absolutely.
3 years.
And I don't know that he can lose to Michigan again.
I can make a great argument for Ohio State. Now, you're going to turn me into a heel. I don't want to do that. But can I make an argument for Ohio State and why it's completely unacceptable to not win a national championship in the next 3 years?
Go ahead.
Okay. You have as much NIL resources as anybody else out there, including Texas A&M. How many do you have? Five billionaire alums?
There's definitely a few there.
Five billionaire alums, so you have as much NIL money as anybody else out there. Nick Saban's already complaining. Now, I say Nick Saban's already writing it on the wall that he's getting ready to duck on out.
Sure. I think so.
Do we have the audio? Oh, let's hear the audio. Nick Saban, who had kids gray shirt, and if you don't know what that means, it means basically putting off their life for a year for Alabama football. Nick Saban, Nick freaking Saban, complaining about A&M. Hit it.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
We got it from Mac Solson, okay? And it is from Alabama.com is where that audio is from, Alabama.com. That's Nick Saban. So I'm looking at Nick Saban going, "Welp, writing's on the wall. Coach K's gone." I mean, we wonder every year now over the last 3 years. Jay Wright just left. That's right. So you got Saban where, hey, Alabama has had Gene Stallings won a national championship, which I know that it came with some controversy, but he still won one. His statue is still there. Alabama's not guaranteed things. Mike DeBose and all that other stuff, it's not guaranteed. You have no excuse. Clemson, are we concerned? Are we just assuming Clemson will be back? They had a 9-3 year. That's a down year for Clemson.
Are we under
the assumption? Okay, what's Oklahoma with Brent Venables? I'm so mean. I need a get back coach.
Maybe be a top 10 program.
All right, is USC, but a national champion team. A national he's mad at me for making fun of Brett Venables.
Is he mad at me for saying top 10?
I don't know.
Did I say top 4?
I'm kind of mad at the whole situation still.
Well, so. It's not my fault. You have a grown man as a head coach who needs a get-back coach for whatever reason. Paying the guy $8 million a year, and I need a get-back coach.
Really wanted him to be the defensive coordinator there. Did not want him
right,
to be
the, not the head coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him to be the head coach either. Well, he'll probably rip off like 8 national championships and be Bud Wilkinson and – is it Bud Wilkinson?
Correct.
Yeah, and Barry Switzer combined. Anyway, Lincoln Riley, does he put USC back?
Yes.
Okay, so I've named off a couple of ones that I'm getting in the bushes here. Here we go. There's no excuse. You have five, I believe, boosters, alums, who are billionaires. You have all the NIL money that anybody could ask for, and you're in Columbus, Ohio. How much more fun can you have in Columbus, Ohio than Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or Anderson/Clemson, North Carolina? Los Angeles, California is a hell of a place. Okay, you have USC there. If they're able to do it, we think they will. The NIL money's there now. We'll see. So you have USC there. So you play one team a year. You should be able to run through the rest of them. There's no excuse. You make $9.5 million a year now, buddy.
And it's set up for them. And especially set up now that they're getting rid of the divisions, the Big Ten. So you could even lose a game and still get right back to the Big Ten championship game, and you're, of course, you're Ohio State. You're going to be given every chance to get into the playoff. humanly possible because you equal ratings, and that matters to the networks.
Absolutely true. Now, I know that people say, if they're listening in the South, they look at Columbus and they think it's Siberia. Columbus is nothing compared to the weather we have here. And I argue that now. I know you lived down there for a number of years. Maybe you disagree. They have cold days and snow days at times in Columbus. It is not Cleveland, Ohio in February. It is not anywhere near. February in Columbus, like, you can at least go outside and get the mail and come back in the house.
You don't get the 50-mile-an-hour winds with the 0 degrees?
No, you just leave the mail in the mailbox for about a month here in Cleveland. That is, if you can get the mail. Ed and Peggy with the IT, more on that. No, I'm kidding. There's no excuse. Next 3 years, he's got to win a national championship. You're going with me on this. This is great.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what you sign up for to coach Ohio State. And, yeah, last year they lost to Michigan. We were obviously very upset. They came back, did win the Rose Bowl. Nice little capper to the season. But overall, I mean, that's something that's not going to be acceptable. You got to get to the playoff. You've got to be in the mix for the playoff. I know you're not Alabama. I'm not trying to say Ohio State is Alabama. Clearly, as long as Nick Saban is there, they've showed that there is a gap. But the gap is over who? Ohio State, Clemson, random SEC team every year.
Up next.
Rotating random SEC team every year.
Does Ari Wasserman agree with us, or will he make a bunch of excuses like Buckeye media's want to do? He's also the national college football writer for The Athletic, so we will discuss other teams as well. Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, Fat and Thin in the morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Fan. Lima. I think I'm going to end up being right. I mean, the guy's 70 years old, so obviously I'm going to end up being right at some point. Deion Sanders is upset. Oh, and you got that in front of you? Can you read this?
Yeah, so this is from the Clarion, Mississippi Ledger.
I am a subscriber.
Right? I know you get that daily, but it...
We read it on the Sunday.
So apparently,
that is when I read it, in my Ledger.
Apparently, Nick Saban said the other day, or yesterday when he made all these statements, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good D1 player to come to their school. It was in the paper. They bragged about it. Nobody said anything about it. Deion replied and said that was a total lie. I guess he's talking today, so he's going to address that publicly. So hopefully we get good audio of that.
When guys start telling the truth, They're getting towards the end. When guys are taking their glove, Patrick Beverley, everybody's yelling at Patrick Beverley. Now, I think he's overdoing it the last couple of days. I supported him in his right to be a total stone-cold hater the first day he was on ESPN.
That was and funny for a day, yeah.
I think over the last couple of days, he's trying a little bit too hard. But I was watching, so who's the joke on? Me or Patrick Beverley? But when guys start telling the truth, they're at the end. You know, in 10 years, I'm going to die soon. So let's do 10, 15 years. When my lips get real loose, that's when you know, oh boy, the old hog's getting ready to be slaughtered. So you smiled. It made you chuckle. Out, Nick Saban's starting to tell the truth. And here we are, getting ready to go. Maybe Dabo's getting ready to go to Alabama. I don't know. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in Ari Wasserman, national college football writer, The Athletic, or as I like to call him, The New York Times now, at Ari Wasserman on Twitter. Hello, Ari.
Hey, guys. I thought you forgot about me. It's been a while.
Well, when's the last time we had a chance to talk about Ohio State football or college football for, in general, for that matter? We've been talking about the Browns.
I mean, you guys are in Ohio. You should be talking about it every day.
Oh, really? What is there to say?
Yeah,
oh,
I just became your programmer.
Wow, look
your
at
producer.
You. I mean, what's there been left to say over the last how many years other than was Ohio State going to win every game or are they going to win all but one game? 216-578-009. Now there's heat. Now there's $9.5 million for Ryan Day. And now I think there's an expectation. You have a bunch of big time boosters, you have a bunch of NIL money that is at your disposal. You're in a big-time city like Columbus. Is it reasonable to make Ryan Day guarantee a national championship between now and the next three seasons?
That's funny because the way you said that, like now there's expectations. Like that wasn't the case before.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
I think that what is probably the way I would put it is that they are in a very critical spot in their program right now, having just lost to Michigan and missed the playoff with what probably should have been a very good team. Heading into a year where recruiting nationally is going to be a little bit harder for a variety of different reasons. You have a quarterback like CJ Stroud that's coming back, but a lot of defensive quality. It's just like, is Ohio State going to miss the playoff for 2 years in a row? And like, what does that mean for the modern iteration of the program? The extensions and stuff, people like to, kind of freak out about those or think it means something. It's just the way things are done right now in college football. You got to extend your coach. And, Ryan Day, I think, has done enough in his beginning portion of his Ohio State tenure to earn that. So, but I do wonder if things continue to stay kind of status quo or they're a very good football team, but not a great one. Like how many years people are going to tolerate it? And, now it's just kind of like a very critical point where Ohio State needs to at least make the playoff in this next year and fix its defense because they have too many good players and too much resources and money, as you mentioned, tied up in this thing to not be making the playoff, especially, losing to two teams, in my opinion, that weren't as good as them last year. So, that's kind of where I'm at with it. And expectations are always through the roof. And, I don't know that the contract extension or the NIL stuff changes it. I think just the expectation is to win a national title. And, frankly speaking, if you would have told me in 2014 when we were on the field in Dallas after they won their last national title that they would go 8 years without winning it and miss the playoff half those years, I would have laughed in your face. So, it is one of the more underachieving programs in America in comparison to what they could achieve with what they've made. So, I rambled a little bit there, but that's kind of where I'm at with it.
All right, Wasserman with us on the hotline. I tweeted yesterday the few reasons that college coaches tend to get extended. One of those, reward for meeting or exceeding expectations. Another was a two-parter, to reassure recruits and assistants that you're not going anywhere and to lessen the clear and present flight risk to another program or maybe to the NFL in this case. And same thing for college basketball. So the timing of this, how could it best be explained?
I think it could just best be explained that he needed to get a few more years on the end of his schedule or on the end of his on the end of his contract. I think Ryan Day is going to be a natural candidate for NFL openings for the foreseeable future. especially considering, and I'm no NFL expert, but considering how the NFL has kind of gravitated towards the young offensive-minded head coaches and the Sean McVay type, you know, scenario there. So what Ohio State wants to do is show their employee that they're grateful for him while they can without an offer, and hopefully it helps put them in a position to keep him, retain him when he inevitably gets other offers. So, you know, it's a very, like I said, critical juncture for Ryan Day right now to make sure that, you know, they continue on the upward trajectory or get back on the upward trajectory, because, you know, being a coaching candidate in the NFL or other coach means you did really well. And last year, I think he'd probably be the first to tell you that they didn't do that good. So definitely a lot of – I think this is one of the more interesting Ohio State seasons that we've had, you know, in terms of, well, are they going to win every game? You know, like what you guys were joking about at the beginning of the show, just like I think that, you know, what this team is this year is a very good window into what Ohio State's going to be, because, you know, there is a faction of people who look at this program as, for the first few years that Ryan Day was leading it, as the leftovers that Urban Meyer built. And now we're getting into the years where this is a completely Ryan Day enterprise. And can they continue to match some of the success they had under the Urban Meyer era, or even exceed it, I think is a very important distinction to make.
I know you're a football guy, but you are an Ohio State guy. Let me ask you about Chris Holtmann. What did you think of that extension?
You know, I don't know if I'm the most amazing person to ask that question for. I don't know about, like, the thing that I don't understand about Ohio State basketball is, and in my beginning of my career, I covered Ohio State basketball during the Thad Matta eras and went to multiple Final Fours and, you know, saw the Jared Selinger years. I remember what Ohio State basketball looked like back in the day when things were really, really good. I don't know what the reasonable expectations are for that basketball program. Is making the tournament enough for Ohio State basketball fans? Because if it is, then it makes sense. But it seems to me that Ohio State has lacked a superstar player. And maybe that's kind of stupid with some of the guys they had on the team this past year, and, you know, maybe one of them being a first-round draft pick. But it's just like they haven't had a Jared Selinger or a D'Angelo Russell or some of those guys that were on those 2012, 13, 14 teams. And, you know, the extension is, I believe that Chris Holtmann is a good coach. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if Ohio State is reaching its maximum potential as a basketball program, or if the administration and Gene Smith thinks that what they're getting is enough. So that's kind of a complicated question. And I also don't think that Ohio State football fans care enough about basketball for it to be a real, real issue. And maybe that's part of the problem. But like, should they be making the Final Four once every 7 years, or should they just be a pretty good team that makes the NCAA tournament, maybe wins a game in the first round, advances once and, you know, makes it to 32. Like, maybe you guys can answer.
Yeah, Ari, you just kind of, I think you philosophically kind of answered it with just your explanation. You wouldn't even have had to watch a game over the last 5 years of Chris Holtmann to answer the way that you just answered, because what you're basically saying is, well, if they extended him and they're cool with just making the tournament every year, and the fact that they're not going to be an NIL player, I know that for a fact. Football, yes, at Ohio State, that's where all that money is going. It's not really going to basketball, so that would tell, I think, others that this is okay. This is where the program thinks it kind of belongs.
You know, and also, like, extending a coach doesn't always mean that that coach is the long-term solution. It just means that you're okay with what the coach is right now, and you want to put your program in solid footing. I mean, if they want to fire the guy next year, they can fire him. You know, it's not like this is going to stop somebody from firing somebody. So, like, I think that the main question is, and, you know, one of my best friends in the world covers them every day, so, you know, Bill Landis would probably be a better person to ask this to, but I just don't know, like, what Ohio State basketball thinks it should be. And I think once it kind of answers that question and makes it, like, because we know what Ohio State football wants to be. They want to be Alabama. They want to win national titles. They want to make the playoff every year. And we have a clear, distinct understanding of whether or not they're reaching their potential and their goals. With Ohio State, like, I don't even know with their basketball team, like, was this a good year or a bad year? And I think that when that there's that ambiguity there, it kind of makes it harder to define what you expect out of your head coach.
All right, Ari, I'm looking at Texas A&M. And we know what Nick Saban, we played some of the audio about him saying that they basically threw NIL. They just they paid every single player that they got. He said he's not going to do that. I mean, you can insert your jokes about what Alabama players may or may not have gotten over the last however many years. But one thing is clear is that you can, through NIL money, you can buy yourself recruiting classes. Texas A&M.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, if you looked at the past 15 years and where they finish every year, it's basically in the 20s. So you had a team that's probably in the lower teens, or the higher teens, I should say, or the 20s historically over the last however many years, and yet one of the best recruiting classes. And as long as they're willing to shell out that much money, they'll continue to get these recruiting classes. So what does it tell us about NIL right now?
Well, everyone's going to catch up, man. Like, I mean, I think that like everything right now is in transition, and you have certain teams that theoretically are out in front of it and have some deep pockets that can have classes like this. But like, if this is a proven method of getting the number one overall class and one of the best classes ever signed, then you don't think there's other programs that are desperate enough to open up the pocketbook to compete for that. Like, so like when I saw Nick, and I have to write a column about this today, and I'm still kind of trying to formulate my thoughts on it. But like, I just, one, if paying players is legal, why is that a bad thing? Like, it just makes Nick Saban sound like a crybaby to me. But then, two, like, Alabama probably had one of the higher-rating NIL drivers for current players last year, if I had to guess off the top of my head, especially with Bryce Young as quarterback. So the other thing you also have to think about, too, is that, like, going to Alabama, who finished number two in the recruiting rankings and signed more than 10 top 100 players, like, going to Alabama is compensation. It might not always be, like, in the form of the supposed NIL deals that the Texas A&M kids got, but like, there's a inherent monetary value to playing for Saban, considering what he does with the NFL draft and how Alabama has consistently been the best program at converting five-star prospects into draft picks. So, you know, everything with NIL is frustrating to me because it's all hypothetical. Like, you can sit here on the radio all day and talk about how much A&M paid somebody, but there's no numbers there. We don't know how much they paid or what the deal was, and it's all private conversations and, you know, different things like that are not public information. So, like, everything with it is speculation. And anytime anybody says anything about somebody getting paid, everybody takes it as fact, and it's not always true. You think Quinn Ewers made $1 million at Ohio State? I bet my life he didn't.
I agree with you on that one, all right.
Everybody uses.
I said that from day one. I thought that was totally inflated.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like everything is just like so like, oh, the world is changing and freak out, and this company is paying, or this organization is paying this much money for this recruit, and this guy's making $9 million a year, and this, it's all just, it's just screaming into the void, and if it's on Twitter, everybody just takes it as fact. So like, I'm not saying that Nick Saban's wrong. Clearly, Texas A&M did something to go from a top middle tier program to signing the best recruiting class in history. But I also think too, that being the cool program and, you know, getting a few guys that can, you know, get in the ears of other guys and being located to Houston also takes a part of that. So, you know, this is all very challenging to break down because we're in year one of the NIL deal era. And like, I think that the market will set itself, things will calm down, we'll start getting more concrete numbers, but I don't like dealing in the world of like, everything out there is real. It's a Twitter storm of just misinformation and speculation. And like, until we have some real numbers of like what people are doing and what Alabama is doing, what A&M is doing, it's just kind of hard to really compare the two.
Ari Wasserman joining us on the show. Will you watch, if Urban Meyer goes back to Fox, will you watch him every week, or will you be one of the ones that go, no, he saw his name? No.
I don't know why people, you know, have such a strong opinion either way about it. I know that, you know, things didn't go really well in Jacksonville. And if you're an Ohio State fan, you might have some thoughts about the way that he handled his business there. But you know what pregame show I watch? And maybe this is a bad thing for me to say in this position, but I watch the pregame show that is leading into the game I want to watch. Like, I don't pick my pregame shows based on which personalities I like the most. You know, I think game day is what it is. It's fun. It's entertaining. It may get you in the mood for the games. I think that Fox has done a tremendous job with the big noon kickoff idea and having some of these big games at noon, which then, you know, kind of takes some of that audience away because you watch Fox as the lead into the game that you want to watch. But like, I don't know, Urban Meyer's legacy and Urban Meyer's employment potential in the future as a college coach, potentially, again, I think is a very muddy waters. I don't even know if he's employable anymore from that standpoint. And kind of the way that he went about his business reportedly in Jacksonville kind of struck me as odd, and it didn't really ring true to the person that I knew when I was covering him at Ohio State. But like his legacy and the way to view him is probably one of the most complicated legacies I think I've ever come across in this industry at all.
Ari Wasserman. Find him on Twitter at Ari Wasserman. He's one of our favorites. Ari, thank you for the time. We will be calling you again. I promise.
Okay. I felt left out a little bit, but I appreciate you having me back on.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you giving us your time. Thank you, my friend. Ari Wasserman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, I got a thought about Urban Meyer coming back to Fox when we come back. You got anything else over there?
Oh, no, I have plenty of thoughts.
You have another thought as well about NIL?
I do.
I don't want to just go land in planes, okay, talking about whales and God knows what. We ready? It's coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan and Anthony Lima is not in the room. He's upstairs talking to Jeff Thomas. He's upstairs talking to Andy Baskin. 216-578-0092. What do you guys want to say when Anthony Lima is not in the room? 216-578-0092. What do you want to say about Anthony Lima because he's not in the room? He can't hear me right now. He's upstairs talking. He doesn't know the light is on. He has no idea what's going on. 216-578-0092. Say what you always wanted to say about Anthony. He is not in the room right now. He has no idea I'm talking about him. He's walking around casually. He doesn't know the lights. Oh, now he knows the lights on. So now he's coming in. Now he knows. Shut up. He's coming in quietly, and he's putting down his coffee. He was upstairs talking in the newsroom because he lost sight of the clock because he didn't know we break to 38. That's okay. That's the way it goes. Hi.
You got to get more tape for your headphones.
You're not going to talk on the radio show, or what are you going to do over there?
What are we talking about?
I threw out the number really quickly, but it didn't because there's a 30-second delay.
Right. Yeah, they don't
know
yet.
So didn't go out quickly enough. And so I said, 216-578-0092, what do you want to say about Anthony while he's not in the room?
Well, I can leave the room if you want to do that segment.
I don't want you to leave the room. What are you doing? Going up there talking to Jeff Phelps about God knows what? What do you and Jeff Phelps have in common?
Had the ultimate conversation with Andy Baskin.
About?
All things Cleveland media.
Huh. Of course you did. Was that more interesting than doing your show?
I think it might have been. That's what I just heard.
Hey, by the way, what's your favorite kickoff for the Browns? I never got that out of you during the break.
From the 35.
Onside?
Was it the 30? I don't even know where they kicked the ball. 25.
Shut up. What's your favorite kickoff time? I'm sorry. Here they come,
for college,
by the way.
You know, at this point.
No, for the NFL.
Oh, for NFL?
You know what? No, for college football. We just had Ari Wasserman on, so for college football, yes.
Yeah, and obviously there's like a lot of people upset with this, a couple kickoff times that got unveiled over the last few days. And obviously the NFL, we just had the Browns kickoff times, going to be 1 o'clock for a lot of games. I'd say for college football, Ohio State at this stage of my life, which is very different from earlier stages, I love the noon kickoff.
Noon?
I love it. But before that, when I was younger, it was always give me Ohio State in prime time.
Really?
Give me those awesome games under the lights. It's changed a little bit.
Ohio State will kick off at noon against Michigan on November 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And it has been talked about where Fox Sports is, the management is wanting Urban Meyer to come back. And I think Landry is listening right now. I know a couple of his coworkers were ranting and raving against Urban Meyer. He's lost his credibility and they wouldn't watch him. And I'm going, man, you guys are nuts. This is a television show. Of course, I'm going to watch Urban Meyer. Frankly, I love Big Noon Kickoff. I said I'll take it every single day over College Game Day. College Game Day to me is just, whatever. I don't know. Do you feel the same way about College Game Day that I do? Like, I don't want to say mean-spirited things. It's just, okay, it's cartoon character now, and that's it. Which, Big Noon Kickoff, I'm not trying to be football guy, but yeah. I'm getting information.
Yeah, you're
from
getting
people I want to hear
especially,
talk.
Especially, yeah, when Urban was doing it, and Bob Stoops did it last year, Urban was breaking stuff down, and I was learning. And sometimes I've told you before, Kenny, that I am not of the football mindset. There's all these different levels that you can enjoy the game of football. You can be a casual fan. You could be somebody who just comes in during the Super Bowl and whatever. And then there's that next level of fan. Then there's the next level after that. I'm going to be doing fantasy football, daily fantasy. I'm going to gamble. And I'm going to watch Edge NFL matchup with Sal Palantonio and Merrill Hodge. Like, there's so many, or Greg Cosell. There's so many levels. And I've told you I've stopped short of that. I don't necessarily want to know all the different the different reads at the line of scrimmage and Peyton Manning. For me, it becomes too much, and I'm never going to love the game at that level where I want to be watching, because all I want to do when I'm watching the game on Sundays and it's the Browns at 1 o'clock or whatever, all I really want to do is be able to say, all right, yay, play action, bootleg. Looks like the play broke down. Like, if I can read just that much, I'm good. I don't need to talk about the pulling guard and why the linebacker was occupied in a certain gap.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, right. And it's different for everybody.
I love that stuff.
Like, I like basketball at that level. I don't enjoy football at that level. It's just whatever sport. Some people love baseball at that level. You ever watch baseball with someone who's played the game at a very high level? It is incredible stuff that I never even fathomed.
Yeah, you're right.
Why the hitter is thinking a certain pitch is coming. And the spin of the pitch and how he's timing that up. Like, I don't watch baseball at that level. I'm just like, damn, bad at bat, Jose Ramirez. You struck out with the game on the line. Like, I don't really break down the game of baseball to that level.
I could see where you're coming from there, obviously. I mean, it's your feelings. It's your entertainment. Tim says game day is Mickey Mouse. Yeah, probably.
It is. Certainly it is. But there is something to be said for the great crowds that are right there.
But how great are the crowds anymore?
It's still pretty good.
It seems like they're kind of going to Barstool or some of the other stuff. Like, it's not as much as just college. And yes, when there's more.
Well, they're not going to Outkick, which
had about
300 people to watch Clay Travis.
There was one that had about four. Either way.
Some things catch on. Sometimes they do.
Some things they don't.
Hey, if Clay had a political rally, that would catch on.
Okay.
That would get a big crowd.
The safety is certainly off now. When there's more competition, there's bound to be less people doing it. College Game Day is an institution. I get that. There's also where I do like, I just like Fox Big Noon Kickoff. It's different. I think it's serious. And that is the one thing with Urban Meyer, if he were to come back to Fox and be on that show, I would watch it. I'd be interested in seeing it. But every week, this is the difference. When Urban Meyer was on that show, before he took the Jacksonville job, and they would put Reggie Bush and Charles Woodson up there, and he'd be there in the ascot and everything like that. There was a coolness that Urban Meyer had, because Urban would take shots at Jim Harbaugh. Urban would take shots at other coaches. And he could. He's a 3-time national champion. So there was like a cool, I'm here and you're there feeling to Urban Meyer being on the set. Did you ever catch that feeling when you watched him?
Yes.
I did all the time.
100%.
Well, now he's as disgraced.
So you think
he's not as disgraced as it gets, but he's pretty disgraced.
Yeah, but I'm fascinated by so much of what happened.
Is he going to be cocky Urban Meyer again that quickly?
Boy, he might be humbled for like two episodes.
Because now, like,
I don't see him being humbled at all. Do you think he knows less football now? I mean, do you think he?
But if he goes out there, like, part of the urban allure is that
he's a winner. Yeah, he's a winner everywhere.
So uncompromisingly cold about his winning, like that becomes your theory. Like, there's guys who are known in certain ways. Like Lee Corso. Lee Corso was a decent football coach. Lee Corso is a character of monumental proportions. He's carved that niche. See, I'm using the College Game Day example here. He's a well-liked guy. Urban, you know you probably wouldn't like him. You know that Urban probably wouldn't like you or would hang out with you. Urban is a cold, calculated winner, and that's part of the allure to him. And the jerkishness is the allure there. And now he's lost that. I mean, the second he says something about Michigan, if you're Charles Woodson, how's that lawsuit going? Did you kick your kicker? Did you kick your punter? I'm glad you're saying that about Jim Harbaugh when he doesn't have a chance to defend himself. What'd you say to your assistant coaches at Jacksonville? Like, now we're taking serious shots here. I don't know if he can do that anymore. And that breaks a lot of what Urban Meyer's.
Dad, I have so many thoughts on that Lambeau lawsuit. But we haven't had a whole bunch of time to talk about it.
Would you care to discuss during the podcast?
It's now like a whistleblower case.
Would
like,
you
this
care
is hilarious.
To discuss it during the podcast?
This is so silly.
Podcast coming up next, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Odyssey app. It's going to be sensational. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. About 10:15. I got to go get chili, and then we're going to go do this thing. I'm hungry, okay? Lay off. I'm starving. I set it up, and he knocked it down. Big thanks to Mary Kay Cabot. She was wonderful. Came in feisty, by the way. Did you notice that out of Mary Kay?
I did.
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
A little hot under the collar, Mary Kay, today. Also, big thanks to Ari Wasserman. He was great. Looking forward to having him again soon. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Double A, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.